Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This week on Spanky's Corner.
A podcast!
Everybody stole toilet paper from their work.
That was you after using Clorox wipes on your butt.
Can you see if my cheesecake's there?
Where's my mojitos? New Kanye has found the Lord.
You need to read like whimsical poems.
I have more pressure in a squirt gun.
Except without all that drinking your own urine.
Spankies. Spankies. I like that.
Are we doing a full episode?
I guess so.
You know, we've been doing like the evening spanks. And thank you to everybody that's listened to your evening spank.
All four of you. Thank you so much.
There's,
I love you.
There's five people. But we're going to try and start doing more full episodes again just because, you know, why not?
Yeah. And we're doing, obviously things aren't as consistent, but, you know, only can do so much when we can't really see each other.
We're maintaining social distance. That being said, I do, before we get too far along, Sonic's here in the other studio, and I want to get him in here because I've got something for you. He made a purchase that's gonna blow your mind.
An expensive one, like a payday purchase.
Yeah, Sonic.
Sonic.
Did he close the door over there? Hang on. Way to maintain 183 centimeters away. I appreciate that. Wait, are you okay with the mic? What's going on here? Just pull up that chair. I wanted to bring you in because we were talking a little bit earlier today because you made a purchase that's actually, it's going to blow the mind of Julia. And long time listeners of this podcast will know that Julia is going to be very, very excited when she hears what you purchased.
I ordered an Oasis OA1000 BioFresh Water non-electric bidet.
Yay! How much was it?
Oh, this is the thing. I got it at $36 off of Amazon. This was March 17th, St. Patrick's Day. And I sent, we were talking about it earlier, and I sent Tyler a link off Amazon. I'm like, yo, this is the one I bought. And now it's $426. What? They're price gouging.
The price that gouging is, bidets?
Yes.
That is a price gouge. There's so much content he can make from his bidet.
I'm telling you.
Because you should like read stuff and then every so often go...
Nobody can see that. Remember, we're still on a podcast.
I know. I'm just giving him suggestions.
Okay, so I actually was thinking that I was going to make a parody to Hip Hop Hooray. Naughty by Nature, but Hip Hop Bidet.
Oh, I see what you did there. It sounds like Hooray, but it's Bidet.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it heated? Is it a heated seat?
No, it's just an attachment. So basically, it's got the, what do you call that? The fucking...
It's got the buttons to adjust your temperature and your angle and all that.
Right. I'm lost for words, obviously. That, and you just put the bidet underneath the toilet seat. You take the toilet seat off, you know, the two little screws in the back.
Yeah.
You take the toilet seat off, you put the bidet in between that and the porcelain, and then you put the toilet seat back on.
Wait, are you going to do this yourself?
Yeah, it's a self one. So,
look at Julia's face. She's
self-installation.
Like, really?
Yeah, there's nothing that can go wrong with this. So, the little pointer, the bidet pointer thing, just sticks out right underneath the toilet seat, and then you just have to get the water from the tank, so there's another hose.
Listen to me, the bidet content right now for you is off the charts. There needs to be an installation video for sure.
Absolutely.
For sure. At like first try and review.
Yeah.
You have to do a review, like a first look.
How much would you bet that it's not going to go right the very first time he uses it? Like there's going to be some sort of water spillage.
You're going to see it go up and go, whoa.
It's going to squirt me in the eye.
It's going to hit the ceiling. Something's going to go astray.
Yeah, it's not going to be good. But the other, I was just thinking because I had to do something. I'm in the same boat as a lot of people in America right now. I don't have, I couldn't get toilet paper.
What's going on?
Oh, there's a coronavirus.
Oh.
And there's a toilet paper shortage.
Huh.
Yeah. And so I couldn't get any. I've been to the store a couple times. No disinfectant, no toilet paper. I don't understand.
Why aren't you guys stealing it from work? Like,
because we got one ply here. It's peasant toilet paper. I'm not trying to use one ply. I'd rather use a t-shirt.
I mean, it's bad. Yeah. But like, come on. Haven't you guys ever had that struggle where like you needed toilet paper really bad, but like you worked nights and didn't feel like running out after, or payday wasn't hitting soon enough. So you just had to take a roll from work to get you by.
Actually, I've never 19. Done that.
Oh, are you kidding? When I was 19, when I was doing nights at Hot 106.7 RIP in Springfield, Missouri, I would bring home a roll like every 2 days. Right.
Listen
out
to
of
me.
The thing.
Everybody stole toilet paper from their work at least once, except you, which is shocking.
Yeah. I mean, I like probably have. I just can't remember.
I feel like that would be where your entire supply comes from.
He doesn't need toilet paper anymore. Now he's living a life of luxury with a bidet.
Yeah, and if this doesn't work out, I did buy an extra packet. They have baby wipes for some reason at the South Loop Market across the street from me.
Are we sure that's what you bought?
I know, I have priors. I double check they're not Clorox wipes because they're in the box. They're not just
they're
like
medicated
package.
Eye wipes.
Back in the day, on one of these episodes, Sonic sat here and admitted to the world that he accidentally bought Clorox wipes instead of baby wipes to use on his butt. Now, how long did you use them before you actually...
Couple days.
Yeah. And so he was just... Now, so think about your hands right now, right? With all the washing of the hands that we've been doing here the past few weeks or whatever. Think about how dry and chapped they are. And that was you after using Clorox wipes on your butt for multiple days.
Yeah.
Well, and then on New Year's Eve, he offered everyone makeup remover wipes to use on their butts.
Yeah, I did that too.
Why did you have makeup remover at your house?
Girl droppings.
Yeah.
Yo, you should see my crib. I have I was going to send this girl that I was seeing. She wanted her. We had a little breakup situation. She's like, I was like, I'm going to send you all your stuff. Bye. And I was going through my house and there's so many random socks, panties. I don't even know, like just girl droppings, makeup remover.
You should make a lost and found box.
Yeah.
Like you're at a club.
Just capitalize, flip it.
You know what I always, now we can't do it because everywhere's closed, but you know what my favorite prank call is to do? Is to call like just bars and ask if I left something there and make them look for it. Like I kept calling a bar for like every weekend for a month and asking if I lost my cheesecake there.
Left your cheesecake?
Yeah. Like last night was my birthday and my friends brought my cheesecake and it was really expensive and I left it there. Can you see if my cheesecake's there?
Those were simpler times.
I was like, my boyfriend put a ring in it.
Oh my God. You are a terrible human being. As someone that's worked at a bar and have had to do that before, like you'll be slammed. You're in the middle of making 5 mojitos for freaking Becky and her friends. And then you get the phone. Like,
no, I would do it like on a Sunday morning.
It doesn't matter because sometimes at this bar I used to work at, we were, the phone could not ring more than 3 times for takeout orders. So we'd miss takeout orders. So the bartenders were in charge of the phone. And then we'd be in the middle of making 5 mojitos. And then the phone rings. Oh, you get over there. Where's my cheese? Then it's just a.
And it's
if you were to say, "Where's my cheesecake?"
with my
ring in it, I'd be like, "Oh my God, this is crazy!" And I'd be, "Hold on!" And then I'd go find my manager. And then Becky's over there. Where's my mojitos? It's just like you're causing a lot of shit.
And then I would be
Sunday
like,
"Fun day."
And I'd be like, "I left my dad there last night. Can you see? Can you see if you can find him?"
But yeah, I've done my fair share of calling bars. Like, is my debit card there? Do you make the rounds? Where have I been?
Yo, what about the people that left their credit card at the bar the night before the shutdown happened? What do you do?
Ooh.
Ooh. You know there's got to be someone out there.
That's a funny topic. I'm going to put that in my notes.
There you go. I mean, there's got to be someone out there that right before the bar shutdown happened that was out and just got drunk on the last night before they shut everything down and just left their card there.
Yeah, you're just going to have to leave it. You're going to have to work in a new credit card. I've done that before. I've left my card at somewhere for like 3 weeks. And I was just too lazy to go get it. So I put another credit card in the rotation. At one point, I think in San Diego, I had like 3 credit cards out there.
Just spread around different bars.
Yeah. He just calls them and he's like, hey, I know I called about my debit card before, but you can just keep it.
No, they'll just keep it. They'll be like, yeah, it's here. I'm like, all right, okay, cool. At least I know where it's at. And then That way you don't have to close your account. You don't have to do all that.
Yeah, it'd be too much.
And then next time you're there, pick it up.
Sonic has 17 open credit card accounts, and 16 of those cards are at random bars in California.
Yeah.
So what does this bidet go in? When are you going to install it?
Well, it's already at the house. I just have to get it. I've been lazy for some reason lately. I'll try to do it today.
Do you guys feel like this week, as things have set in, like everybody kind of took a break and had a really lazy, fat week?
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't. Oh, what's that?
News.
Oh, we got to record the news in 4 minutes.
Oh.
So yeah, speaking of new reality, we're in here. We're playing news breaks on B96 and 104.3 Jams.
But I do feel more lazy than ever. I don't know why. Like, I'm very unproductive. I have so much stuff I could be doing. Content with the bidet, just anything, putting together the podcast, just whatever.
So here's what's crazy. I'm the complete opposite. I got the Peloton bike at home. I got the Shanti T25. I barely drank this week. I'm not going to the bars. I'm eating better because the wife's cooking at home. Like, I'm getting at it. I'm going to lose a bunch of weight.
Dude, you're going to watch. He's going to come out with a fitness series.
Yeah, y'all.
P90X.
T90X.
T90X. Yelling at people.
Hell yeah, dude. I can do push-ups now.
Five more.
He's going to be doing the push-up challenges on Instagram.
That's right. It's going to be me.
Who's the guy that used to, he had a series. What was the very popular one?
Billy Blanks.
Yes, Billy Blanks. So there was a DJ in San Diego named Billy Blast. And so I was hosting this celebrity softball. I was emceeing the celebrity softball game, and Billy Blanks, right? Is that his name?
Billy Blanks was the original guy.
Yeah. So he was in the game. He was on one of the teams. So I kept introducing him as Billy Blast because I couldn't get it together, dude, like an idiot. And I was like, who the hell is Billy Blast? It's this other DJ on the competing station.
Oh, no.
And the dude came up to me. He's like, yo, it's Billy Blanks. I'm like, I'm so sorry, man.
Wait, you've met Billy Blanks?
Yeah, dude, there were so many people. So in radio, sometimes we get booked to host these or MC like random gigs, right? And some of them are whack, usually whack. I'm not going to lie. So I get invited to MC this celebrity softball game. I'm thinking, like, who's going to be there, right? Robert Ory was there.
Explain to Julie who Robert Ory is.
Robert Ory is a legendary LA Laker.
Big shot Bob.
Oh. Yeah.
Did you say legendary LA Laker?
Oh, yeah.
What about a legendary San Antonio
Spurs?
No,
don't even go there. Don't even go to the Houston Rockets. Sorry. He hit that big game, like that big three in the game. Okay. And then who else was there? Oh, man. Never mind. There's some other high profile people there that I was expecting.
Cool, bro. Sounds amazing. Well, Robert Ory and Billy Blanks. Let's go.
Jerry Rice. Dude, shut up.
Oh, hey. May 7th, 2019, Billy Blanks, the creator of Tybo, is back with his first at-home workout in 19 years.
That's the guy. That's the guy.
It's called Billy's Boomboxing. It's available on iTunes. So if you want to, oh, he's 63, bro. 63.
Okay. Getting back to the bidet. Can we do that? I should start the bidet Olympics. On Instagram, just be like, who can do the farthest bidet wash?
There needs to be a lot of things you do with that
long distance bidet, huh?
You need to read like whimsical poems to people on that bidet, and just like have the water be spraying those, so you're like,
or someone spraying the water for me, like kind of how they have
like
those,
a spray tan.
Yeah, no, those sex toys, like the underwear sex toys with the remote. Like the boyfriends will just randomly press it for the girls, you know, when they're wearing the panties. Last thing, the reviews on this bidet, I was going through it and it's all, I have more pressure in a squirt gun. So I think it's a janky ass bidet. That's another.
No, he's not. He bought a power washer.
I know, a super soaker. So this is going to go great. I'll keep you posted.
Thanks. By the way, this is the number one bidet podcast in the world.
By far. We've done bidet episodes before bidets were cool.
Dude, I know. How many bidet episodes has Joe Rogan done? Fucking none.
None. Spanky's Corner. A podcast! All right, so I saw this story trending yesterday, and I wondered how it was going to turn out, because it's one of these things that people can be like, I'm over it, and there's so much news going on right now. Why are we going to spend time on this? But it actually ended up being a very big deal. Do you like that tease?
That is, now I'm sitting on the edge of my seat, Julia. What could possibly be happening next?
Okay, so you remember the Taylor Swift, Kanye West phone call that just threw everybody into...
A tizzy.
A tizzy, if you would.
Great word.
So what happened was, back in the day, Kanye West was making his song Famous, is what it's called.
I made that bitch famous.
Is that the name of the song, though?
Famous, yeah.
Yeah. So he's making the song Famous. As you know, he called Taylor Swift to get her approval on the song, but then she went out and said, I never got approval on the song. So then Kim leaked the phone call. And
well,
it just,
the reason why he wanted to get approval is because there's a line in there about Taylor Swift, about how me and Taylor might still have sex.
Yeah. So then when the song came out, Taylor made it sound like she never heard it. And she had no idea about it, and she was really hurt. So it turned into this big thing. So then Kim came out and leaked the phone call of Kanye telling her about it. So it made Taylor look really bad. This is where everybody, you know, people have always been mixed about Taylor Swift. That's just how people are with the biggest pop stars in the world. Not everybody likes Ariana Grande. Not everybody likes Katy Perry. Don't know how. They're both delightful. But this is the one thing I think that really turned people against Taylor. Like, I feel like people who were Kanye fans that weren't sure of Taylor were like, F her after this because it made her look bad. So now the full Taylor Swift Kanye phone call leaked and everyone owes Taylor an apology.
So Taylor was right.
So Taylor was right. So this full phone call leaked. It was like a 20-minute video.
Who leaked it, though?
I have no idea. Somebody really bored in quarantine found it.
This smells like Mama Chris.
What? This like literally makes Kanye and Kim look bad.
There's no such thing as bad news, especially now when people are looking for anything else. Okay, here's why.
No, I'm loving your, this is your theory.
You and I have sat down for the past week and we've looked for anything that's non-coronavirus related to talk about on this stupid fucking podcast, right?
Yeah.
How many times do we come back and go, damn, there ain't nothing?
No, I know. I love this theory.
You and I have been talking about this. The only way we had anything else was for Sonic to go buy a bidet. So that was segment number one. Number two, now Kris Jenner is thinking the same thing, going, well, if people are looking for anything other than coronavirus talk, let me go ahead and toss this out into the wild and give it to the people that are looking for fresh meat.
But the thing is this isn't turning a story into anything about the Kardashians. The leading thing about this is we owe Taylor an apology. Taylor was right. It's Taylor, Taylor, Taylor. You know what I mean? Like, that's what people are taking out of this. And Kanye West is a snake. Which, by the way, I like Kanye. This is just the general thing that's being said about it. Which,
yeah,
I agree.
But this is
he was
new Kanye.
Shiesty in this.
Of course he was shiesty then. But new Kanye has found the Lord. So everything's fine now. See what I'm saying? This is all calculated. It sounds very calculated, Kris Jenner.
All right. So I'm going to run down what BuzzFeed did because they did a nice job of pulling it all together if you haven't seen the video. And it's 25 minutes, so I couldn't even sit through it. I watched the little clips, though, on Twitter because they would clip out certain parts. So that also helped me get a summary of it. And I made Josh watch it and tell me about it. All right. So basically, the gist of it was this. Kanye and Kim Kardashian claimed that they notified Taylor about his song Famous. And the lyric, I feel like me and Taylor might still have sex. Why? I made that bitch famous. Goddamn. I made that bitch famous. So Taylor totally approved that lyric, is what Kim said in an interview with GQ. She totally knew that was coming out. She wanted to all of a sudden act like she didn't. I swear, my husband gets so much shit when he was really doing proper protocol and even getting it approved. So the original phone call that was released, there was no proof of her approving the lyric that calls her a bitch. Which, by the way, when this came out too, a lot of people were like, why is she so up in arms about being called a bitch? It's hip hop, like blah, 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 blah. It wasn't even the fact that she gets called a bitch. It was the line, I made that bitch famous. Because in the video, he tells her that line and she hesitates because she's still upset about what happened in 2009. And she goes, just so you know, before you did that, Fearless sold 7 million records. So you didn't make me famous. And then she like said, I'll have to hear it. I'll have to think about it. Never approved the line, I made that bitch famous. I think she just didn't like him saying that he made her famous, which, to be fair.
Okay, so now that all this time has passed, so then why do you think now this is all coming out?
People are bored. I don't know. So Taylor told the public that she never consented to being called a bitch, which is in the thing she posted. She probably just didn't want to say outright, like, I didn't like that he called me famous, blah, 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 because people would have attacked her for that, which I'm on her side with this. I think I wouldn't have liked that line either. She's worked really hard and he came and swept that award from her. So now he's trying to invalidate her career.
What year did all this happen? What year was the phone call made? Do we know?
I think 2016.
26. So this was, wait, 2016? It feels like it was longer than that, does it not?
No, I feel like, because I felt like it happened right after 1989, and 1989 was in 2015. After that all happened, though, that's when Taylor Swift, like, really, really, really started getting harassed really hard on the internet. She had to turn off all her comments. She was being bullied. That's when she went into hiding for a year. So nobody knew what she was doing. If you saw her documentary on Netflix that came out a couple months ago, she talks about how she had to go into hiding because of that, like, because she just was being attacked everywhere she went.
Yeah, Taylor's had that kind of interesting, it's not the right word. Like, she's taken it from both sides, where she's got those people that attack her on the internet. Then she's also had the problem with, like, stalkers and having security, and not like just regular crazy, like what you would think of, like doctors. Like, she, remember that doctor that was following around to all these different shows that got banned?
Oh, really? I didn't hear about that one. I just know she has a ton of stalkers. I didn't really know anything about him. Then the radio personality who made us all look bad.
Yeah, that guy. Okay. If you don't remember that story.
Well, that everyone knows that story. Him. That's when she sued him for sexual harassment and only charged him a dollar.
Oh, no. No, I think it was the other way around. When he sued her because he got fired, and then so she turned around and sued him for like a dollar and won.
Yeah. Which, like, by the way, like, nobody gave her credit for that. That was, like, a really cool thing that she did. Because a lot of people are like, oh, celebrities are just after money. A dollar? And then she put the dollar in, like, her music videos.
So to bring this whole thing full circle, the entire thing has been released and Taylor has been vindicated. Kanye looks like he was being a little vindictive. And Kim looks even worse because she released just clips of that phone conversation that didn't show the whole thing. Is that what we've come to?
Yeah, I think Kim is the most at fault here.
Wow. Because, ooh.
Listen.
All right.
We know you and I both are huge fans of Kanye's music.
Yes.
So I'm never going to pretend like I don't like him. Can he be slimy? Yes.
Slimy.
Does he have a few issues? Definitely. But, and was this wrong of him? Yes. But Kim was the one who clipped it out to make her look bad. Like, you know what I mean? If Taylor reacted to that and that's all it was, nobody would have came at her that hard. But it's because Kim did that extra step and made her look like she made the whole thing up and just felt like a victim, then...
Kim, I'll just leave Taylor alone. She's America's sweetheart.
Maybe 2020 is the year that Taylor Swift finally...
becomes famous?
No, she's famous. the year people finally lighten up on her. Because I will say she is... I mean, there's always lists that say it. She's one of the most hated celebrities.
Why is that? Hang on. I'm going to find a list. There's got to be...
I think it's just because, like...
But you know what's funny is, like, I guarantee if I type in a list, the three of the people that we're talking about are going to pop up right at the top five.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. There's no chance you saw her documentary, right, Miss Americana?
I watched part of it.
Oh, it's pretty good. So she'll talk about it, though, and shows, like, there's, like, clips of people calling her annoying and da-da-da and da-da-da, and it's just, like, people making baseless accusations about her. And you know what it is? It's because she seems really approachable, but she has, like, much more than everybody.
This is from, I typed in most hated celebrities, and 2012 popped up. 17 most hated celebrities of the year in 2012. Guarantee you'll never get number one, but Kanye is number 17, Kris Jenner 16, Kim Kardashian 15. This just took a random left turn.
It's 2012.
2012, the most hated.
I'm trying to get my mind right. Charlie Sheen?
No.
Tiger Woods?
No.
Are my guesses at least good, do you think?
No.
Oh.
I mean, definitely think reality show, like 2012 reality shows. And a lot of these were, like, really peak reality shows at the time. It's like,
oh, Snooki.
Snooki, you're much closer, but Snooki's not on the list.
Oh
yeah, she is number 12.
Okay, yeah, because that was, like, their prime, and people didn't love her. Reality shows. Where were the big reality shows?
Do you want me to go down the list for you?
Yeah.
14 was Marilyn Manson.
Why do people hate Marilyn Manson? Did he have a scandal?
Oh, no, I think he's just Marilyn Manson.
Marilyn Manson is a spider. Like, he's scary, but he's not doing anything wrong. Just fucking, if he's up on your ceiling, just let him be. He's not bothering you. He's more scared of you than you are of him.
Number 13 is Chris Brown.
Okay. Yeah.
I think we know why. Number 12, Snooki, which you said. Number 11, Jesse James. Because remember, he did the whole thing with old Sandy Bullock.
I don't remember. What was that?
Cheated on Sandra Bullock and remarried again with drag racer Alexis DeJoria.
You know what? That was before I was like in radio. So I just think if you're not in radio, you don't really pay attention to every single story that comes through. That just missed me.
Number 10, John Gosselin.
Oh, yeah.
As of John and Kate plus 8.
They're both terrible.
Number 9, Lindsay Lohan.
Oh,
poor Linz.
I mean, she's interesting, but not hateable.
Number 8, Heidi Montag. Yeah. I forgot.
I mean, her and Spencer, pretty bad.
Number 7, Paris Hilton.
I was thinking Paris was on this list, but I also thought she was irrelevant by 2012.
She's on that Netflix thing. If you need to watch something about the celebrity or like the celebrity internet people, the influencers.
Yeah, she loves Instagram. She is all over Instagram.
All over, but that's the only time we ever see her anymore.
But she seems really harmless. Like, she just seems like she's nice to everybody. I don't know.
She's a DJ, you guys. Number 6 is Kate Gosselin. Number 5, Honey Boo Boo.
Oh, I forgot about Honey Boo Boo.
4, Rush Limbaugh.
Okay.
3, The Situation. Number 2, Dina Lohan.
Dina's okay. I approve of Dina being on this list. Dina's evil.
I don't think you'll ever get number 1.
Were you surprised?
I was like, oh yeah, completely forgot about you. Completely forgot. I'll give you $50 if you can peg it.
Will you give me hints?
Well, then I won't give you $50 if I give you hints.
10.
Her real name is Nadia.
Her real name is Nadia?
Yeah.
Why do you know that?
Because it's on this thing I'm reading right here.
Oh.
But she's more commonly known by something else. And it is a she. She's got like 8 kids.
Oh, Octomom.
Yeah, there you go. Most hated celebrity in 2012. Where are all those people right now? Well, except for Kim, Kanye, and Kris Jenner.
I'm surprised. I'm Kate from Kate Plus 8 isn't on there. She's a psychopath. I liked John better.
No, she is. It's number 6. Do you not listen to your own podcast?
No.
Spanky's Corner.
A podcast!
All right, so we did an episode of this podcast once when Julian Jumpin' Prez came in and brought pictures of your beat-to-shit car that you've got outside.
People loved that episode, by the way.
Did
they? And by people, I mean one person asked to see a photo of my car. But somebody else said they laughed at it, so.
Julia's car is all messed up. She's got a lease. She runs into objects that don't move, like poles and garbage cans.
All right.
And she's torn apart. Like, she walked in one day with her door handle in her hand, which, according to my research, is not where that's supposed to be. So we did a whole episode about how much of a shitty driver Julia is. Now, Julia is originally from Michigan. She lives in Illinois. This list is the states with the worst drivers. Now, this does combine percentage of drivers that are insured, DUI arrests, and things like that. But these are the 50 states ranked, according to science, who have the worst drivers. So, that being said, any guesses as to where your home state of Michigan is at? And it's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
What is the number list?
There's 50 states because...
I thought it was a top 10 or something. Or come on. Don't even do that.
Dude, I know we're in weird times, but that hasn't changed.
No, I thought maybe it was just a list of 10 or something.
No.
Okay, I think Michigan is in the top 10.
It is not.
Oh, really?
Which surprised me too, because I've been to Michigan. I've driven in
Michigan. Our roads are terrible.
Awful.
Yeah.
One of my good friends from Illinois got ran over in a semi in Michigan, right outside Climax, Michigan on 94.
Whoops.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is he okay?
Yeah. It was a long time ago. We were in like high school and this car somehow, like the back end of the semi came up at highway speed and spun him out and ended up in the ditch. So we had to drive to Climax, Michigan to go find the car after it was towed over to the junkyard and get the stuff out of it. Climax, Michigan.
Okay. I know what the city is.
Yeah.
Say one more time.
It was in Climax.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Were they top 20 though?
No, not quite.
What?
Well, so we can do the local places, right? So Michigan's number 21. Congratulations. It actually probably was 50 and then you moved here and that thing just skyrocketed up to 21. Illinois, though. Like, you've driven out on the Illinois roads. How bad do you think the Illinois drivers are?
They're not terrible.
Yeah, the excessive speed and shoulder passing doesn't bother you? You're good with that?
Oh, that's-
Like, you know,
I just think of it as city driving. Like, I feel like you just do it to survive. It's like Bear Grylls.
Yeah. Except without all that drinking your own urine.
Right.
Yeah.
But like, I don't think of it as like they're bad drivers. I just feel like we're doing this to like, be like, this is what we got to do.
Illinois is number 40. Yeah. So there's 39 worse states.
Yeah. I don't think they're that bad here. Okay. So
like, New York is 47. You ever driven in New York City? It's madness.
No.
It's madness.
But you know what I will say is I feel like city drivers know how to drive better than anyone.
I'm saying it's because people, but like Massachusetts is dead last as far. In other words, they're saying they've got the best drivers and Boston is a gong show.
Right. But like, you know how to maneuver and you know how to, you know what I mean?
Correct.
Like, honest to God, knock on wood, I've never seen an accident in the city.
Really?
Like a car accident. No.
Indiana is number 22. Wisconsin, which is complete total bullshit because those drivers up there are awful. 26. The top states from 10 backwards, Missouri, Tennessee, Alaska, Arizona. Then there's a tie for number 4 with Nevada, Florida, and Texas. California is number 3 and your top 2, Alabama and Mississippi. Yeehaw! The South, Alabama, Mississippi.
Yeah, I feel like the South is wild.
It's just tractors and stuff just running into each other all willy-nilly on the wild streets of Jackson, Mississippi.
People just riding no seatbelt in the bed of trucks.
Yeah. Shout out to our listeners in the South, but apparently your drivers are absolutely terrible down there.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Where's Florida?
Florida is in the South part of the United States.
On the list.
It is tied for number 4, like I just said. Do you listen to this podcast like at all? Like at all? Like even just like a little bit? I mean, honestly, sometimes I'll listen to it. I think it's kind of funny. You'll be shocked what you hear when you actually listen to one of these.
I'm so sorry. Just like I need like 9 cups of coffee for my brain to be like fully.
What have you had today?
Operating. This is my first.
Okay. What's your coffee cup say? Dogs are people too. You don't even own a dog.
I have 2 family dogs.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I have a daughter. She just doesn't live with me.
Okay. Should we wrap this up?
Yeah.
Yo, not for nothing, I think we did a very good job today without saying that word that's in the news all over the place. I think for everything that's going on, I think we did pretty good today.
We could call it Beep Free Podcast.
Beep Free Podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't really have a name for this podcast yet, do we?
Well, we could call it that.
The Beep Free Podcast?
Well, the Hard C.
So the Hard C Free Podcast.
Yeah.
Be a good human being and subscribe, rate, review the mess you just heard. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.